This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. What does better analytical information mean to doctors? Today we speak with Dr. David Halpert, a physician with Evergreen Woods, a primary care practice in the Martins Point Healthcare Network located in Bangor, Maine. Over the years, the physicians at Evergreen have been nationally recognized for the use of technology to deliver high-quality care, with the Institute of Medicine calling them one of the most innovative practices in the U.S. Here, Dr. Halpert and I discuss how they're using IBM Cogno solutions to get better insight into their overall practice, provide more proactive and preventative care, and automatically remind patients when certain tests, physicals, or checkups are needed.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Halpert. Could you please describe some of your roles and responsibilities at Martins Point?
Yes, I've been a physician in private practice, an internist, doing mainly primary care, and joined Martins Point about 3 years ago. At the time, I was working in a practice that had a pretty high reputation for doing a lot of innovative things with computers and medicine, and I've been on an electronic medical record for over 10 years and had done a lot of work helping hospitals and other places get started in that area. So when coming in here, part of my job was to, of course, see patients, and part of the job, too, was to help help the leadership see what kind of directions we could go in.
As a clinician, how did you first perceive the data as it was presented to you? Can you describe the process for gaining trust in this new access to data and to the quality of information?
Like many physicians, I'd had experience with data being presented to me before from hospitals, insurance companies, and generally I found it, less than helpful. There was no way for me to verify any of the data. It was pretty easy for me to find errors, pick things apart, and so the broad generalizations that were often presented to me, I just couldn't accept, and so an awful lot of, reports and things, simply went into the trash can as I just, sort of focused on taking care of patients. When I joined Martins Point, we were pretty determined to not just to see patients one by one, but also to look at population information. We initially focused on diabetes, and then we went on to cardiovascular disease and congestive heart failures, and then there was a number of PET projects I had, and just process and outcome type data that I was interested in seeing if I could glean from my population of patients as well.
So how has this business intelligence, this new access to data, changed the way you practice medicine?
Well, I still see a lot of patients on a one-to-one basis, but at least on once a month, when the new reports are generated, I put time aside to sit down and go through it carefully, and I drill down actually to the patient-by-patient level. I look at all my diabetics. I see what types of tests have been done, which ones haven't had any tests for a long time, which ones haven't been seen for a long time. We look at the patients whose hemoglobin A1C is a test that shows that they're not in good control. Who are the people who are the furthest out of compliance? And then we quickly generate letters or phone calls to the patients and see that they get called and have the appropriate test before they're brought in. So an awful lot of physicians simply see patients as the patients decide to come in, but we really do actively manage the population, and that's quite a bit different than what I've been able to do in the past.
Has that had the most significant impact or value to the workflow of your practice, or are there some other factors at play?
Well, it's given me a great deal of personal satisfaction. A lot of physicians, like a lot of car drivers, think that we're better than average. But when you can actually look at your numbers and we look at the numbers as well of some of the other practices nearby down in Portland and Brunswick, and we compare ourselves to them. We compare ourselves to the other physicians, practitioners in the offices, and we can really see where we stack up against them. And a lot of times we're finding out that there just is a different way of, that one is taking care of patients than another is taking care of patients, and we can pretty easily make some quick changes to improve our numbers. We also share these numbers with the staff because an awful lot of the calling around the patients and getting patients to come in has to do with how aggressive staff members want to be on following up information that's presented to them, and they're all engaged in trying to make the practice better.
And what are some of your next projects or initiatives to leverage your registries and data sources?
Well, our office is probably more aggressive than many of the others in using this database. And I've been asked to come down and work with some of the other practices and show them how I go through the reports and show them what data we get. So it's trying to spread this across the other parts of the organization. We have we're doubling in size this year, and the new practices that are being brought have not seen anything like this before. And so it'll be a challenge to show them the tools and hope we can get the same kind of buy-in.
Do you have any advice to other clinicians as to where they should start in terms of leveraging business intelligence and analytics to support their own practices?
Well, I think that showing them the kind of reports that are possible and at least finding a report that interests them to begin with. Many physicians are interested in different things for one reason or another. Taking an interest they have and showing them some information they have, showing them how they can quickly see that the same process can help them trust information about other things. And of course, it always is important, as I say, to be able to drill down really down to the finest granularity to check the veracity of the information, and that allows you to kind of go back up and look at the big picture with a lot more confidence.
I'm just curious. Do you share this data with your patients? I would think as a patient, I would be incredibly impressed at the level of detail that you've been able to collect. Do they get to see that?
We're in the process of getting our website, far more sophisticated, and I do see a place where there would be a section on our website where we would love to present this kind of data so that the patients can refer the patients to that so they're, if they're interested in, to actually see how we stack up against the other providers in the area.
For more information on IBM Business Analytics for Healthcare, please visit ibm.com/cognos/healthcare.
It's IBM Cognos Reporting, demoed live at your desk. See a live demo of IBM Cognos Reporting every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Interact with a live product expert and have your questions answered on the spot. Sign up now at ibm.com/cognos. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.